From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of tshuva as makeover. We know that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. What does tshuva mean? It comes to the root of shuv. Lashuv is to go back. To go back to Israel, to go back to God, to go back to yourself. But it also means to go away from the sin. As the Rambam says in the second chapter of Laws of Tshuva, Mahi HaTshuva, what is Tshuva? To Yazova Choteicheto, to leave the sin, to decide never to do it again, to feel bad about it, to Litvadot, to confess the sin. So Tshuva is to go away from the sin and confess the sins. We know what Tshuva is. Tshuva is to stop sinning and to repent and go away from the sinning ways. However, there is another way to look at it. Rambam right there, the next halacha, says, Midarkei tshuva, although it's not the essence of tshuva, but part of the ways of tshuva is for someone to be tzoek tamid lufnei Hashem, to be constantly praying to God. Interesting. Somehow prayer, a part of teshuva. V'osa tzedakah l'fichoho, shosa du tzedakah, according to his ability. What does tzedakah have to do with teshuva? Let's say I stole something. Let's say I was dishonest, I lied. Why does giving tzedakah repair that? What does that have to do with going back? If I didn't used to give tzedakah, now I give tzedakah, that's one thing. But why would tzedakah have to do with other general sins that I was doing? Misrachei Karbin Machet said you should stay far away from the sin. It's not enough to just go away, you should stay far away. Umishaneshimo, and you should change your name. Klomar ani acher, v'ani otoish. I'm someone else. I'm not the same person anymore. Ah. Here the Rambam seems to be speaking about something else. Not just repenting, going away from leaving sin, but becoming a different person. Mushaneh ma'asav, and therefore it says he should change his ways. It's not about a particular sin. It's about changing your ways. Kulan, all of your ways, letova, for the good. So there's, as we spoke about in another video, there's tshuva in particularity, tshuva from a particular sin, so you confess it, etc. And then there's tshuva, mishana ma'asav kulan, a total makeover to change all of your ways. Derech Yishra, to the straight path. And if he goes into exile, it would also help him be anav u'shfal ruach, would help him be humble of spirit. What does humble of spirit have to do with it? So Rabbi Niona seems to take humble of spirit as you have to feel bad about being a person who did sins in the past. You have to sort of be humble the rest of your life. Here, it might indicate something else, a total makeover. The Rambam in the seventh chapter of Tshuva, sort of a different section, speaks about a more general tshuva, a tshuva out of love, more ideal tshuva. He says, Al tomer, don't think. Don't think that tshuva is only when you repent from doing concrete actions such as stealing, immorality. Just as you have to repent from action, stealing, things like that, so too from you have to repent from bad inclinations, bad character traits, bad personality traits. So therefore, lashuv min hakas, to stop being, go away from being so angry, min ha'eva, hatred, kin'ah, jealousy, ha'itul, cynicism, merdifat ha'mamon, kavod, people chasing money, chasing honor, difat ha'machalot, being overly gluttonous, chasing food, and all kinds of luxuries. You have to repent from all of this. This is not that particular type of tshuva we spoke about before. Here's a sin. I confess the sin. I'm done. I leave that sin. I stop doing it. I'm done. Here, it's about changing your entire personality or certain aspects of our personality. It's about a personality overhaul. Yazov rasha darko, it says in Isaiah, let the wicked man leave his way. That's the key thing. Changing your ways. Now we can understand prayer that we do on Yom Kippur. Gemara Shishana 17b says that it teaches that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ayavor Hashem Panav, God passed over Moses. What does that mean? That God acted like a chazan, put his talus over his head. And God said to the Jews, he said to Moshe, whenever the Jews sin, let them do this way, and I'll forgive them. Really? Just because Jews say God is merciful and kind, so therefore God forgives you because you said he was merciful? Good said it. It's God, is it? You're invoking God, and invoking his mercy, so he becomes merciful. Changing God, it's difficult philosophically. Rather, many commentators point out, the idea is to do mercy, to do merciful things. That the way to be a Baal Tshuva on Yom Kippur is to become like God. After all, there isn't necessarily a dichotomy between should you change your personality or should you stop doing sins. Personality defects are sins. Why? Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah. There's a whole Hilchos Deos. There's a whole section of the Rambam called the laws of personality, of tendencies. Deot. He says we should go in the middle path, you know, the golden mean, on the good path, on the straight path. Why? Because we should be like God. Just like God is merciful, we should be chanun, we should be rachum. He is holy, we should try to be holy. There is a mitzvah to be like him. So on the one hand, we're saying that there's two elements of tshuva. One element is to repent from sins, and the other is to change the personality. One is particular about a particular sin. One is generic, has to do with a total makeover. We're also saying that this dichotomy is a false dichotomy. There aren't mitzvot and then personality. Personality is part of the mitzvot. Part of the mitzvot is not to be a person who's angry. Part of the personality is not to be a person who's haughty. Why? Because we have to be halach tadri drachav. One of the mitzvot is to walk in God's ways. As a matter of fact, Rabbeinu Yonah tries to flesh out these laws of the heart, so to speak, as he calls them, saying that they're actual laws, point blank, in the Torah that are about personality. For instance, haughtiness. Where does it say in the Torah you shouldn't be haughty? Shouldn't be a braggart? It says that the king should not, the king shouldn't think he's any greater than everybody else. What does that mean? If the king, who has every right to think he's greater, after all, he has all the power, if he shouldn't be haughty, he shouldn't lord over other people. Certainly, no one else should be haughty either. Where does it say we shouldn't be stingy? It says, don't not only give charity, but don't feel bad when you give charity. Don't be a stingy kind of a person. So, how do we know you shouldn't be mean? Because it says, don't hold back your heart. Don't close your fists when they come to ask for money. There are mitzvot, says Rabbeinu Yonah, says the Rambam, there are mitzvot that guide personality as well. So, we have two types of tshuva. One tshuva is a tshuva from particular sins, or from many sins. There's another tshuva that's an overhaul of our personality. And then we bring the two together. There's an idea that overhauling our personality is part of the Torah as well. One of the guiding principles, one of the first mitzvot in the list of mitzvot in the Rambam's list, is v'alachta b'drachav v'davakta bo, that we should cling to God, we should walk in God's way, we should be like God, which means that we need to overhaul our personalities. Be more like God, rachum v'chanun, erech apayim rav chesed v'emet. We need to be people of truth, we need to be people who forgive. And if we do that, then hopefully, we'll have shnas chayim v'shalom, be blessed. After we do the tshuva, be blessed with a mechila of forgiveness from God. And hopefully with that, we'll be sealed and signed in a year of chayim and shalom, goodness, health, happiness for ourselves and all of our families. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of the tshuva. Join us each week for the discussion of the parsha and the various holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.